Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Iran claims it struck a U.S. oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Unconfirmed, but crude is already up nearly 3% and futures are fading. Good morning, traders. Today is not a normal Friday. Let's get you ready.
Yeah, and that headline hit about an hour ago, right?
Right. So what are we looking at futures-wise? Because this feels like hesitation, not panic.
Exactly. So S&P is sitting at 6,868, down 8. NASDAQ off 41. Dow's the ugly one, down 171. But honestly, none of those numbers are screaming panic to me. It's more like the market just heard the headline and froze.
Mm-hmm.
The real story is crude jumping $1.99 to $76.65. That's 2.7% on a single headline we can't even confirm yet.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking about. Wednesday, we had that relief bounce, right? But when I look at the breath data...
Yeah, and the breath data is where it gets really ugly.
It's ugly. Only 4% bullish sentiment against a bearish moving average. The 40-day is even worse. Barely 47% of stocks are above it. Like Wednesday did almost nothing for breath.
Wait, so Wednesday's rally didn't actually move the needle at all?
Exactly. That was price movement, not participation. The rally was a relief bounce, not a trend reversal. The market was already on a knife's edge before Iran entered the chat.
Right, right. It's like the market was catching its breath after a punch, and someone just rang the bell for another round.
That's perfect. And honestly, trading on unconfirmed military reports is like driving in fog. Slow down, reduce size, let visibility improve.
Totally.
So we know the mood, cautious, geopolitically charged, breath on a knife's edge. Now let's talk about what's actually on the calendar today, because the Iran headline isn't the only thing hitting the tape this morning.
Yeah, we've got the 8:30 data window. Three releases, but honestly, the only one that matters today is unit labor costs.
Why that one?
Consensus is 0.2%. If it comes in hot, that stokes inflation fears on top of geopolitical fear. I mean, Iran is the main course, but a hot labor cost number is the side dish that could ruin the whole meal.
Okay, and then earnings. AVGO and CIEN both beat, so why are they fading?
Classic sell the news. AVGO beat EPS by 2 cents, revenues in line, Q2 guidance above consensus, fresh $10 billion buyback. I mean, on paper, that's a great quarter, right?
Right.
AVGO faded from $337 plus after hours down to around $317 pre-market. CIEN beat EPS by 18 cents, revenues beat, guided above.
No way.
And it's trading down 3.5% at $331. For context, South Korea's KOSPI ripped nearly 10% overnight on semiconductor supply chain relief, and even that couldn't lift U.S. tech futures. That's how heavy the macro overhang is right now.
That's wild. So it's like CIEN got an A-plus on their exam, and their parents still grounded them.
Exactly. Macro is overriding fundamentals. Watch AVGO at the open like a canary in the coal mine. If a beat and raise with a $10 billion buyback can't hold green, nothing in tech is safe today.
And there's that tariff ruling sitting in the background too, right?
Yeah, $130 billion refund order. Appeal is expected, but if it gains traction today, it's another log on the fire alongside Iran.
Earnings beats getting punished, data dropping at 8:30, Iran in the background, a tariff ruling nobody's talking about. This tape is loaded. Let's get into who's actually moving pre-market and where the real opportunity is sitting right now.
ESLT at $8.85, up 7.5% with relative volume of 2.4. This is the geopolitical trade in equity form. Aerospace and defense with Iran escalation as a direct tailwind.
So it's like the market's real-time geopolitical thermometer.
Exactly. Then, energy continuation. CVI up 5.7% at $26.45, DK up 5.5% at $43.18, both riding crude directly. And the energy ETF RSPG is showing relative volume of 3.6. That's institutional money moving, not retail noise.
Okay, so defense and energy make total sense. But then you said crypto?
Right. So COIN is up 14.6% at $208.93. ETHA and EFTH both up 8.8%. Money isn't leaving risk entirely. It's finding a different channel. It's like seeing umbrellas selling out while the sun is still shining. Someone's positioning for a different weather pattern.
Okay, that actually reframes it for me. So it's not risk off, it's just different risk on.
Exactly. And then mRNA at $57.80, up 7.5% on a litigation settlement catalyst with a 19.75% short float. Squeeze potential is real and worth watching into the open.
Okay, we've got the movers, we got the themes. Now let's put it all together. Which sectors do you actually want to be in at the bell?
Energy at the 81st percentile and utilities at the 95th percentile are the fast lane. Multi-week uptrends, no exhaustion.
95th for utilities. That's not slowing down at all.
Not even close. Healthcare at the 2nd percentile is a confirmed downtrend. Do not hunt here.
Wow, 2nd percentile, that's brutal.
And tech at the 7th percentile, financials at the 10th, not hunting grounds either. Yesterday's bounce in tech is suspect. The underlying trend is still negative.
But yesterday's bounce
doesn't change the trend. If you're going to be surgical in tech, you want names with their own catalyst and strong relative strength, not broad sector exposure.
So it's like a two-lane highway.
Energy and utilities are the fast lane. Everything else is stuck in traffic or broken down on the shoulder.
And risk management? How do you actually play this without getting caught in the fog of war?
The thing I keep coming back to is control. Don't chase anything extended, don't size up on a headline that could flip in an hour if Iran denies it, and think about where you are by Monday, not by 4 p.m. This Iran thing has weekend risk written all over it. Position sizing and stops have to account for that.
That's huge.
Let the market come to you in the first 30 minutes. The 8:30 data and geopolitical headlines are overlapping. Wait for visibility before you pull the trigger.
Iran has reset the tape, breath is on a nice edge, and the opportunity is real, but today rewards precision over aggression.
And if Iran denies this by noon, that crude move reverses fast, so stay nimble.
Trade with energy and utilities where the wind is at your back. Respect the weekend risk in the Iran arc and let the market come to you. Today is a day to be the sniper, not the machine gunner. Pick your spots, control your risk, and don't spray bullets into the fog of war. The Iran arc doesn't end today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the U.S. response picture and the weekend risk assessment. Stay sharp, stay disciplined. Trade well, traders.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.